The Lowy Institute hosted a very illuminating discussion today on the future of Burma with two of our leading experts on that country, Dr. Andrew Selth from the Griffith Asia Institute and Associate Professor Sean Turnell from Macquarie University. Andrew, can I start with you? Obviously, Burma is at an inflection point. There have been a series of historic and transformative changes in the last couple of years. But we are now looking forward to a presidential election in 2015. Can I ask you the question that I think most casual observers of Burma are interested in, and that is, what are the chances of Aung San Suu Kyi becoming president of the country after the 2015 elections?
Well, there needs to be a number of quite critical steps before she is even going to be able to run for the presidency. Not least an amendment to the constitution, and that will depend on either a majority of 75% in the parliament, which is possible if there's free and fair elections. But what I think is probably going to be more required is some kind of a deal, some kind of a compromise, some kind of an agreement with the armed forces and the pro-government party in parliament to allow her to stand for the presidency. And at the moment, while there's been lots of rumours, I don't think such an agreement is guaranteed.
Sean, on the economic side, Burma is a country of contrast with enormous wealth but very shocking poverty just outside the capital. The government has begun an economic reform program. How far has it gone? What are its prospects, and what are the prospects for Burma's economy?
Yeah, Burma's currently in a situation where it's in dire poverty, that is in terms of the lives of the average citizen. It's far and away the poorest country in Southeast Asia, and that's in great contrast to the country's history. So that's one of the motives for the whole reform program. They've put a number of things in place. They've done some serious stuff with the exchange rate, which greatly helps in terms of transparency about state-owned enterprise earnings. They've done some things with the foreign investment law. They've done some land law changes and so on. What they haven't done is transformative changes in agriculture. Mm. And again, that's where most people live, and that's where the action needs to shift. Mm. Now, there's some hope that that's going to happen soon, but it has been lagging behind. Longer term, and if there is a political settlement, I think above all, if Suu Kyi was to come into power, if democracy and the rule of law, etc., were to fall into place, I'm extraordinarily optimistic about Burma's economic future. Mm-hmm. There it is, sitting there between China and India. It's an immense producer of food. It's got huge potential on that front, which historically it always lived up to. That's there. It's got a young population. It's got a whole host of attributes, not least, in fact, more water than any other country in Southeast Asia. So, the longer term vision, I think, with policies, good institutions in place, is immensely positive. On the downside, of course, there are immense risks. Political risks, political groups wanting to grab hold of some of those natural resources. That's always a risk, of course. And so, there's many fault lines along the way, but all going well, one can entertain some optimism.
All right, I'm going to ask you both about optimism and pessimism. Andrew, are you more optimistic or more pessimistic about the country's future in the next couple of years?
I'm cautiously optimistic, but the word irreversible has been tossed around a lot about whether or not the reform process is irreversible. I'm inclined to think that it will not go backwards from here. The question and the real uncertainty is, to what extent will it go forward from here? I'm cautiously optimistic that it will go forward, but in a way, the easy part has been done. The announcement of the reforms, the formulation and the implementation and the absorption of the reforms and support for that process from powerful groups like the armed forces is where we're really going to see the question arise, and that's very, very hard to predict.
And Sean, are you more optimistic or pessimistic?
I'm struck too that the most pertinent difficulties lay ahead. Having said that, the old adage about whether the glass is half full or half empty, I think, is less relevant to the Burma circumstance, in that I think what we can say for the first time in 20 years is that the glass at least has some water in it.
Okay, Thank you, Sean Turnell, and thank you, Andrew Self.